Dinner was very good. I'm glad we were able to do this, he said as they left the restaurant. Yeah, it was fun. Still early, though, she said.
Well, surely you're not tired.
I was hoping you would show me the sights around here, he said.
You used to live here, she said patiently.
Oh, I wasn't referring to those sights.
He proceeded to eye her body slowly, deliberately, so she'd know exactly what he was doing. She tried to ignore the thrill that raced through her. Oh, really? I bet you even think that's funny, too.
Funny? No. I was just thinking about neckties.
Neckties? She exclaimed and laughed. You actually think it's that easy?
He eyed her for a moment. Oh, I've got your number, but don't take my word for it. Let me show you.
And he reached behind his back pocket and pulled out something. She couldn't make it out, and he reached out so quickly she had no time to react, and his arms reached around her shoulders, and she felt something settle around her neck. With a tuck and a pull, suddenly she felt firmly around her neck now. She reached up slowly.
Is this a dog collar?
No, it's your collar, he said, and hooked his finger through a loop at the front of the collar before she could grab it. He pulled her to him roughly by that loop and covered her mouth with his. Her eyes widened in shock before closing to half-mast. Her hands, which had formed strange claws in shock, immediately relaxed. Her whole body relaxed, and with arms hanging limply at her sides, she let him kiss her hard. When he finally released the kiss, he kept his finger through the loop in her collar and gazed into her smoky eyes as they stood there, panting. Part of her wanted to slap him, yell at him, push him away, call him to task for his audacity. But she found herself just staring at him in shock. And something else she couldn't put a word to. But still she tried to muster herself. How dare! But before she could finish, he yanked her to him and kissed her again. She moaned as his tongue slipped into her mouth, and despite her, anger. Yes, it's anger making her so hot. And anger making her tongue push back against his. Anger that made her body melt into one arm snaked around her waist. Anger that made her feel wet and so very, very horny. He disengaged from her lips and held her up as her body collapsed into his. She didn't know what was wrong with her, or right with her. She didn't know. But as she looked into his eyes and saw his hunger, she began to no longer care. He smiled slightly. Yes, I thought so. But if you still don't believe me, well, it's not like the collar is locked. You can take the collar off now and run away, if you wish. And she knew she could. She could take that collar off, yell at him, scold him, run away. Or you could step to me now, accepting it's the last decision you will be making this evening. And there was a fire in his eyes and a hardness, a silent promise. Silent until she heard a low growl, and it called her, and she stepped to him. Good girl, he said softly and caressed her cheek. Yes, I am going to take good care of you tonight. And stepped next to her, placing his hand on the small of her back and gently pushing her to his car. She kept trying to gather her thoughts, and they kept scattering to the four winds. He opened the door and guided her into the car. Anyone looking from a distance would merely see a man acting like a gentleman, but they both knew he was firmly in control now. That collar around her neck sapped her strength and replaced it with a simmering that was so subtle but impossible for her to control, and she didn't think she wanted to as she felt that collar. And the longer she wore it, the better it felt, almost like it belonged there. When he got into the driver's seat of the car, he looked at her and could see the surprise in her eyes. Oh, there's no secret. No trick to it. Indeed, I haven't done anything, really, except show you that you need a daddy. She didn't reply, just looked ahead as he pulled out of the restaurant and fucking flew like a dragon that whole mile to the hotel he was staying at. She barely noticed until the door opened and she felt his hand take hers. Her eyes locked onto his as she stepped out of the car. His hand holding hers lightly. He looked around quickly and, seeing nobody around, reached into his other back pocket and pulled something else out. He leaned in close and whispered into her ear, "Speaking of neckties, this part is just for me," and gave her love a quick lick before reaching up and slipping a wrinkled necktie just above the collar. He stepped back and gazed into her eyes again. He raised his hand holding the tie and wrapped it once around his palm. When he tugged softly, she took a step forward, barely feeling the ground beneath her feet. He stepped back and she stepped with him, their eyes never leaving each other as they walked together towards his room. One step together and another. Nothing else but their eyes. His eyes stayed on hers as he groped for his key card and somehow slipped into the door. After they heard the click, he kicked back, opening the door. Then he released the tie and stepped to the side, holding the door open. He could have taken her in, pulled her in with the tie, but no. He wanted her to see she had already bound herself for him. With an unconscious sigh of surrender, she stepped over the threshold. He was right behind her, and there was a ring of finality when the door closed behind him. He flipped the switch, and the lights came on. "Don't get used to it," he said, and quickly loosened the tie and began pulling it up her head. He stopped when the necktie covered her eyes and gave it a little tug for a snug fit. "There we go," he said. She gasped as she felt his hand start to disrobe her. He wasn't hurried, but he was determined. She was to be naked. Now. And the scent of her arousal filled the room as he yanked her pants off. "Much better," she heard him say as he stepped back. He could feel his eyes on her body, like two heat rays slowly going over every inch of her body. She felt his lust and responded to it by straightening her back and jutting out her breasts. He walked around her slowly, making small sounds of appreciation. Then she jumped as she felt a small slap on her ass. "Hey!" she exclaimed and started rubbing where her ass was struck. "No," he said sharply and pulled her hand away. "That is not what you say." She felt him yank her by the collar, and with a few stumbling steps, she felt the bed against her legs. Her breathing quickened in the dark of her makeshift blindfold, and she was yanked down. Suddenly was laying over his knees, her ass up high and exposed. One hand slid around her neck just over the collar. There was another quick slap on the other cheek. Sharp and quick pain lanced up her body, and damn it, she felt even hotter. "That is not what you say when I slap your ass, is it?" "No," she whispered, feeling the collar and his strong hand around her. Another quick slap. She tensed and slowly relaxed, unable to deny to herself she enjoyed it. "So what do you say when Daddy slaps your ass?" he asked, and followed up with another slap. "Thank you," she cried out. "Thank you is what I say when you slap my ass." She deliberately didn't call him that. She wasn't sure if it was a strange act of defiance or the hope he would slap her ass again. Instead, he began to gently caress each cheek. "Good girl," he said. Good girl," he repeated as he continued to stroke the handprints on her ass. Then his hand created over her cheek and slowly touched her soft pussy lips. "Or not a girl. Look how wet you are from being spanked." She moaned loudly as his fingers caressed her lips again. "Only a dirty slut would get turned on by this," he exclaimed, and gave her ass another quick slap. She shook her head as the feelings of pleasure and pain rushed through her. "No, not me," she muttered, not even sure what she meant. "Oh, really?" he said. "Let's put that to the test, shall we?" And she felt him thrust two fingers into her dripping pussy. They slid into the knuckles effortlessly, and she cried out even louder. She started to shake, but his hand slipped down around the collar and held her up. She grunted as his fingers started moving inside her. "Only a dirty slut would get off like this. Isn't that right?" he asked again. She shook her head, sort of, enjoying the question, the denial, and his fingers inside her. He thrust them in deeper and dug in. "But goddamn, you're so close already. I can't believe you're about to come from all this." It was true. The faster his fingers flew, the quicker it was approaching. She couldn't believe it. She was so close, so fucking close. She was ready for it, wanted it so bad. Then it stopped. His fingers were just at her entrance, and she twisted her hand, almost glaring up at him. "Admit it. Tell me you're a slut, and I'll let you come." She was too close now. She had to come. Had to. Without thinking, she started nodding and yelled out, "Yes, yes, I'm a slut. I'm a dirty slut. Please, please let me come. Please, please."
"Since you asked so nicely, slut." And with that, three fingers thrust deeply into her. Her eyes widened and mouth opened, but no sound came out. Then she was shaking and felt his arms holding her and her neck and pussy as a massive orgasm rolled over her. Finally, the cry of joy erupted out of her open mouth and rose with each wave of her orgasm. His fingers curled inside her, somehow prolonging it until finally it ended and she collapsed completely into his lap.
"You are so beautiful," he whispered as his hand roamed over her spaghetti-like body. She was gasping and completely open, and they both knew it. She couldn't believe it. Men had seen her naked before. Men had seen her come before. But nobody had seen her quite like this. Nobody had made her feel quite like this. And he thought she looked beautiful. A new energy seemed to arise from nowhere. She wasn't a woman now. She was a slut. And she wanted cock. His cock. She wanted to show him how he made her feel. She rolled off his lap and landed on her knees, the jolt making that tie fall off her head, clearing her vision. She gently pulled his legs apart and leaned in close to his throbbing cock. Yeah, it wanted her. She could feel it. She paused and looked up at him. She didn't know what made her ask, "May I?" and wait for him to give the only answer he would. He nodded, and an instant later she was sucking on it like it was candy. He placed his hands on her head and stroked her, as her head bobbed up and down. She made small gagging sounds when she took it all the way down her throat, but she was determined. Then his hands kept her head pressed firmly to his cock, and she couldn't move. Her senses were full of him, and she moaned around his cock. She started running her tongue up and down, determined to coax an orgasm out of that cock. She was a slut, and she was out of control. He knew it, but he was in control, and pulled her off him. "Mm-mm, not yet," he admonished gently into her glazed eyes. She could only gaze with mouth gaping open as his hands made her head move up and down. "Good slut, but I'm not done with you yet. Not by a long shot. You are mine now." And he got to his feet and pulled her by her hair, making her crawl to the foot of the bed. He had been prepared, and she saw a pair of handcuffs on the floor. The long chain looped around the bed leg. He released her hair and quickly slipped a cuff around each wrist. She was on all fours now, ass high in the air and arms bound to the bed. All she could do now was take whatever he gave her. She felt his hands grab her hips and felt his cock pressing against her pussy. He moaned in appreciation as he spread her ass cheeks and took a moment to make sure she knew how exposed she was to him now. It made her even wetter, and her knees spread apart a little bit more. But no, he wanted to savor the feel of her first, and let his cock slide up and down the length of her sopping pussy. Up and down, his shaft deliberately stroking her clit with each motion. She was going mad, her body screaming to get fucked. She wasn't even a slut anymore. She was a bitch in heat, and she couldn't take it anymore. "Fuck me. Oh, fuck me, Daddy, please. Please fuck me, Daddy. I need it so bad." And that's what he had worked for, waited for, wanted to hear from her lips. The choice to call him Daddy. Not giving in to a demand or obeying a command. The honest cry of a pussy knowing a cock was coming to claim it. Without any more preamble, he rose up and with one incredible thrust buried himself in her to his hilt. Her starving pussy clenched down around him, eager to feed, eager for more, wanting everything it could give her. And give her it did, thrusting in and out, pounding her pussy, owning it, fucking it so hard. Then she saw the necktie cross over her eyes and pull down lower to her mouth. With a pull, the necktie went into her mouth, and she felt it around her head, pulling her head left and right. She felt another hard slap on her ass. His thrust slowed down and became more powerful. He yanked the reins wildly and slapped her ass with every thrust, and she truly knew to her core she was being ridden. Her wrists burned from the necktie binding her to the bed. She loved it. Her eyes rolled back, and only the white could be seen as he rode her faster and faster. Then she heard him yell out, "Oh, fuck this." And she felt the necktie being pulled from her mouth. It just pushed down past her lower lip when she felt his fingers jam into her mouth. His fingers pried open her mouth and spread her lips wide, her tongue hanging out, teeth exposed. She made a gurgling sound as he shifted his ass, rising over hers. Then he was slamming into her, in and out his cock rammed. His hands in her mouth yanked her head back and forth, and she was going crazy. She thought she was being ridden before, but now he was an animal too, and the growls from behind her got her even more worked up. She growled back at him, around his fingers, until his relentless fucking made her start coming like the slut she was. He kept thrusting and thrusting as she came around his cock, her screams muffled by his fingers in her mouth. Then she felt it happening. Both their bodies just stopped, and cum erupted from his cock, pouring into her thirsty pussy. She milked him dry as their bodies remained locked motionless together. She moaned in satisfaction as his seed filled her. It felt different this time. Her pussy was his now, and she had the feeling he would take the rest of her before long. Not tonight, though. His lips trailed over her shoulders and the back of her neck as his cock slowly softened inside her. When it finally popped out, they both moaned in disappointment. They slid down fully to the floor, and he uncuffed her wrists. She rolled over into his arms, and he kissed her deeply. She melted into the kiss, her body pressed happily against his. He stroked her hair softly and kissed her forehead. "Good girl," he whispered with a smile. She looked up at him, a new soft warmth in her eyes. "Thank you, Daddy," she whispered back and snuggled into his arms. Tomorrow, she would be a queen once again, but tonight, she was his baby girl, and she drifted off to sleep in his arms.